This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Welcome back. We're celebrating hockey here on the Press Box. Reed Lowe, former Blues enforcer, is going to join us at 11:20. Martin Kilcoyne will join us at 11. But Gene Principe covers the National Hockey League for Sportsnet in Edmonton. He does a terrific job. He and I have become friendly over the years with some Blues-Oilers matchups, and he joins us now. Gene, great to be with you. How are you, sir?
Hey, Frank. Good. How are you?
Very good. Going in, did you think the Blues were going to – who did you pick to win this series?
Well, you know, Frank, last night I was in a hockey pool, and we did it at a bar. And this is why I don't like doing hockey pools the night of the opening, opening night, because there's a ton of us that are thinking Tampa, and then you watch Tampa gas a 3-0 lead, and you're like, oh, my God, and they're like, what, now what? And then you see Winnipeg's leading and then losing, and so it's and you know the Islanders won in overtime, so it's tough when you draft the opening night. Definitely suggest people doing it before. This one is a tough one. I mean, first of all, I feel bad, and I'm glad that Jordan Binnington dealt with those old tweets. Times have changed, and I'm not suggesting that what he said was okay. But stuff happens. But I'm really glad that he just kind of got in front of it and got that out of the way. And obviously it didn't impact him because he played a whale of a game. This is really a toss-up for me, Frank. I mean, who would have thought we'd be talking about the Blues in the playoffs, you know, early January, but here they are, an incredible turnaround, and full credit to them. They're the team that everybody scares because they are, unlike some teams like Winnipeg, like Nashville, San Jose, I mean, many even Las Vegas, there's a lot of teams that have kind of limped into the playoffs, but St. Louis has stormed in. So anything they do won't surprise me, and I honestly mean that. They can go as far as possible, and I won't be shocked because they just have got a really strong defense. They got diversified scoring, including a former Oiler, David Perron, who scored last night. So they got a good team set up there for sure.
I like that phrasing, diversified scoring. I think last year we were saying the same thing about Las Vegas when they were making their run. And I know the teams are not real similar, but the fact that you do have four lines, like an Alexander Steen with a terrific NHL resume playing on that fourth line, this has really changed dramatically for the Blues because there was a stretch there where we were thinking, hey, there's only one line that scores, that first line, the O'Reilly line.
Well, and I think, Frank, as a perfect example or exhibit A, if we were in court, are the Edmonton Oilers. I mean, they've got two of the top four scorers in the league generally who play on the same line, and they're not in the playoffs. So this isn't basketball where, you know, LeBron or Dwayne Wade or Kobe or, you know, you pick your greats that can play basically the entire game. Throw on another guy who plays an entire game, and that's, you know, 40% of your lineup doesn't change for 48 minutes, basically. Where hockey, you know, even the top D-men play 30 minutes, and that's still half a game without your top guy. And forwards are more in the 20-22-minute range. You need to have depth, and that's what makes these playoffs so interesting. And when you get into playoff pools, like I'm sure your listeners are in, you know, you have to you take guys who you might not ever take during a regular season because everyone theoretically plays 82 games, but the games will diminish as you are taken out of the playoffs. And role players, we almost have at least one or two every playoff year, Frank, that sort of comes out of nowhere and either leads the team in scoring or goals or scores big goals and is a difference maker for their club to make it all the way to the cup and sometimes win it.
Gene, there are plenty of examples in sports of guys who just get hot and it's almost an aberration and they go back to being themselves. Jordan Binnington spent a lot of time in the minor leagues, but boy, in St. Louis, we're beginning to think that this is not an aberration. This is going to be a special goalie for years to come. You've seen him. Impressions?
Yeah, I agree. He's a bigger kid than I thought. Like sometimes goalies are equipment big. But I find him to be both. He's just kind of a bigger guy in general, and then even bigger with the equipment. Very flexible. Appears to have, you know, this sense of not being overwhelmed by the moment or moments that he's been in. I mean, St. Louis played a lot of tight games, and he supplanted Jake Allen basically as the number one, even though Jake is, you know, on standby and things can change. And he just has this confidence about him. And I think, Frank, that stems from his own, you know, personal makeup. And also, I believe that these players that spend countless hours on buses, countless games in far-off places that we may never visit, who play three games in three nights, they build up a certain resolve, a certain toughness that when they get to moments like this, they're not overwhelmed by it because they maybe thought they might not ever get there. So now that they're there, they're going to enjoy it and not let it take over from them. And I see that as kind of my own personal explanation of Jordan Binnington.
That's a great answer. You also had a first row seat for Pat Maroon's 27-goal season with the Edmonton Oilers. And Pat, the local guy, caught a lot of heat because he wasn't scoring. Things just weren't clicking. Then all of a sudden, down the stretch, he's been great. And he made the single best play of the night, not by Jordan Binnington last night, on the assist to Bozak. I know you're a fan of Pat, too.
Oh, yeah. For sure. Now, you know, we always find our way into Charlie Guido's and see, if not Francesca, we see Louis, Pat's, I guess, future brother-in-law. And it's a great, I mean, St. Louis is a great sports town. I'm looking forward to getting there for the playoffs because I'd like to get to a baseball game and kind of mix that in. I got nothing but good things to say about Pat Maroon. I mean, to me, he's one of those guys that there's more to him than what you see under the G, under the A, and under the PTS. I think that he's just one of those players that exudes leadership, and I think he helps bring teams together. He can score, he can assist, he can fight, he can lead. You know, he can do what is needed to help out a team, and I was really impressed with Pat. I think, you know, sometimes we forget that this is a business. Sometimes we talk about that when players are traded and contracts are traded. But here's Pat, local guy, goes home, maybe takes, you know, less than he might have got. It's a one-year deal. He's not having a good year, knowing that he'll be an unrestricted free agent. But every time I saw him, and I saw him late in the season because the Oilers played there late in the year, you know, he's talking about the team, and at that point, things were starting to get better for him. And so, I, you know, to me, Pat is the kind of guy that you win with. And I thought he was great for the Edmonton Oilers, but, you know, things change. And I hope he has or continues to have a happy homecoming. As a guy who was born and raised in Edmonton, worked elsewhere and came home to Edmonton, there's no kind of better feeling than either succeeding or having a certain amount of success in your hometown. You're amongst friends and family, which makes it extra special.
Gene, where's the dent in the Blues armor? If they don't advance, it's going to be because of just kind of a gut feel. What would be concern you about them?
Yeah, I think that's a good question. I think maybe one thing that concerns me is that every team goes through a slide, and for the most part, the Blues have been, you know, revving their engine at as high as they can since, you know, basically most of January, February, March. So you're talking about already 3 months. That would be my only concern, is that they worked so hard to push through. They didn't have to fully sweat it out, Frank, right to the last few games, in the sense they were sweating it out for positioning, not whether they were going to make it in. I think that's the only thing that would concern me, is that, you know, they've pushed so hard for so long that if there is a drop off, and, you know, in the playoffs, it doesn't take much. And the other thing is, it's being up against the team that some people picked in the preseason to win the Stanley Cup, the Winnipeg Jets. I mean, that's not anything that's St. Louis's fault. You know, when you look at the, you know, in the old days, Frank, back in the 80s and into the 90s, and even into the 70s, when you used to kind of gauge the playoffs under the old system, you know, for the most part, you could pick out first-round winners and some second-round winners without too much difficulty. And now, I mean, it's a struggle to just figure out who's going to win in the first round.
Yeah.
I mean, I know I'm picking Dallas to beat Nashville, but why? I don't know. Not I don't have any, you know, concrete evidence that suggests that Dallas is, you know, supreme being compared to them. And Columbus was a perfect example this year, already defeating Tampa, and last season nearly knocking off the Cup champs. So I think it'd be a combination of just the engine revving so long that at some point it has to idle, and also just facing a team as good or as great as the Winnipeg Jets.
Of all the series going on right now, with what happened last night with Columbus and Tampa, that just shocks everybody. I think the one series I feel most confident in picking would be San Jose against the Golden Knights. I don't think the Sharks are going to let the Golden Knights beat them.
Yeah, I agree, and I hope you're right, because I took Pavelski, Burns, and Martin Jones in my hockey pool. So I'm hoping that that's the case. I think the Sharks, I mentioned earlier that sometimes you go into a playoffs and you're reeling instead of winning, and the Sharks were that. I mean, they really struggled down the stretch, but what I like about them is they got a lot of veteran leadership, so it's not young guys trying to turn around. Brent Burns knows what to do. Pavelski knows what to do. Eric Karlsson knows what to do. Joe Thornton knows what to do. I mean, Mark-Edward Vlasic knows what to do. They understand that, you know, they didn't schedule it to be, you know, as unsuccessful as they were the last month of the season. But they also understand that that's old news, and now they're making new news. And it was, and the other thing, too, I think Vegas, great story, incredible story. I got to cover the Cup Final. What's better than being in Vegas? Covering hockey in June. I mean, I kind of like that. But I just think that, you know, they're not a bad team, but I just don't know if they're quite the Cinderella team that they were last year. And so, you know, Marc-Andre Fleury kind of stole a series or two for them last year. We'll see if he can do that this year. But maybe they come back down to earth, which for a second-year team is still incredible, but maybe just not quite as incredible as last season.
Okay, so final thought. You did pick the Stars to beat the Preds. So if the Blues were to win,
yeah,
they would play the Stars in your mind. And then who, if the Blues advance out of that, who do you think they'd see in the Western Conference Final?
Well, I have a Tampa Bay-San Jose Final, so I'm going to put San Jose in there. Calgary-Colorado, that's a tough one to call. And, you know, Frank, born and raised in Edmonton, it's hard to pick players from the Flames in your pool because that means you have to cheer for them, right? So that's a little bit awkward, but I'm in full respect mode for the Flames because they have done a hell of a job in building the best team in the West. So I've got San Jose going to the final, so that's who I think St. Louis would play. But I did take, you know, Ben and Sagan, so nothing against me, people in St. Louis. Sometimes those hockey pools don't go exactly the way you expect. But there were a lot of St. Louis Blues taken early, so a lot of people in my hockey pool think that St. Louis is going to go a long way.
Gene, great stuff. Hope to see you in St. Louis, maybe for a Western Conference Final. Thanks so much for your time today.
Hey, take care, Frank. Ciao.
All right, that's Gene Principe. He's with Sportsnet in Canada. His beat is the Oilers, but he covers the entire National Hockey League. All right, before we go to break, I want to tell you about one of our good sponsors, and that's the Bomberito Automotive family. If you're looking for a car, we recommend a trip to Bomberito. They have 20 new car locations. They have 9 pre-owned car locations, and they sell more cars than anybody in the state of Missouri, and they've done that for like 12 straight years. Go to bomberito.com. You can go through their extensive inventory of new cars and pre-owned cars, see if they don't have the right car for you. We'll take a short time out. When we come back, we'll take some texts and phone calls. The question out there today, I'm a sports genie. I can grant you one wish for the region. For this year, what would you like to see happen? 855-282-8255. We'll be right back.